back on that. What's the team news ahead of tomorrow night's game against Waterford?
Well, hopefully Darren Cole will be fit again. He had a bit of a niggle on Friday night. We didn't take a chance with him, so we'll have him fitness tested closer to kickoff. Obviously, Jamie's suspended. I was disappointed with the sending off. I thought it was something that we didn't need to do, so we're down a body in terms of Jamie, but young Adrian Delap comes back into the squad, having had a family bereavement where his grandfather passed away, so we're delighted to have Adrian back, but and Darren back into the squad, so we're full steam ahead apart from Jamie.
Of course, Waterford got the first one of the season on Friday night against Cork. They won't be an easy team to they break down here at the Brandywell. They have had good results here over the last couple of years.
Waterford, an excellent team. I've watched their game a couple of times since Friday night against Cork, and they dictated the ball, they dominated the ball, and they went to Turner's Cross and comfortably won the game. They'd have been disappointed with their performance against Rovers, but they're a fantastic side with fantastic players. I think in the middle of the park is where the game will be won and lost. I think when you've got players of the calibre of JJ Lunny, Shane Duggan and Bastian Heary, you're always going to be difficult to play against. So we got to make sure we win that battle in there and be competitive. But also we got to just take care of ourselves and try and continue to improve as we move along.
Is it a welcome that you have a game in quick concession after that defeat on Friday night?
It isn't, it isn't. I think everybody would be happy for extra day's rest. But more importantly, yes, you want to get back. You want to. It's all about the games. You know, the games are coming thick and fast, and that's great for players. But you know, we're only growing under this squad. We're only growing under this group of players. But it's another opportunity for the Derry fans to come out and hopefully get behind what is relatively a young side that possesses a lot of ability.
Of course, Waterford Nakanani last year caused Derry a lot of problems here at the Brandywell. He's still with him. Is he a big threat to you tomorrow night, and where else do you see the threat coming from him?
Well, I think Aziz is a fantastic striker. He's a guy that has had a lot of experience now in the league, and he causes a lot of problems. But you only have to look right throughout their team, the experience right through the spine, you know, in terms of players that have been in the league for a long time. I think your two fullbacks and Lance and Feely are two players that can really cause you problems because they play like wingers. They get forward at every opportunity. But, you know, the midfield battle for me is key. Bastian Heary is one of my favourite players in the league. I think he's an extremely talented footballer. And I think you have to nullify the threat of Bastian and obviously Shane Duggan and JJ Lunny.
Of course, do you see yourself having to make any changes tomorrow night? You made a few changes at half-time on Friday night. Do you expect to make changes tomorrow night to your squad, or are you happy with your starting 11?
Well, as I say, we got back home late on Friday night. We got up yesterday, we went and got our recoveries done, and we'll see how people are today in training. But we'll have a game plan for Monday night. The one thing that I will do is I'll continue to back this group of players. I'm delighted with the application they give us. I'm delighted with what we've got out of this bunch so far. But, you know, this is very early days. We have a squad here now of 21, 22 players. And, you know, no matter who plays, I want the rest of the group to get behind it. But at the same time, we're very much work in progress.
Of course, you spoke about a young man there, Eddie Delap. Of course, he's been a wee bit of shining light this year. He's really come under himself. You've praised him over the weeks. And he hasn't put a foot wrong.
No, he's been excellent. Look, since we came in, his attitude and his ability in every training session has been second to none. He's a fantastic lad, but you know he's still very much in the early stages of his career. I think that he'll have a huge role to play this season. I think his directness and his pace and his ability, he creates chances and he gets opportunities for himself. But he's just another one in terms of the squad that we're really happy with. As I said at the start, we wanted to make sure we were solid defensively. And I feel now with the new additions and plus the likes of Adrian that's here already, we can cause teams problems.
Can we expect to see Gianni Savai in the lineup tomorrow night? Well, that his clearance come through?
His clearance isn't through as yet. Hopefully tomorrow lunchtime we might get that word that he's cleared. But again, look, he's been great since he's come in. As has Michael McCrudden, as has Parkhouse, as has Stokes, as has Junior, as has Adrian. So, you know, competition for places. We have three attacking players to play. We've about six or seven players that can fill those positions. So, you know, the one thing that we have got now is options.
Thank you, Darren.